Wendy, look who's here. It's Sarah Colonna, who's performing at Zany's in St. Charles tonight at 8 o'clock, and then twice tomorrow night in Rosemont at 7 and at 9:30.
Twice?
I'm just kidding. You just learning of this?
Yes. No,
oh, this is going to be a problem. How are you, Sarah?
I'm good. How are you?
You might be one of our most frequent guests. You're definitely up there. You've been here a bunch of times.
You haven't kicked me out yet, so.
That's what it comes down
to. And you like us.
Yeah.
So that's good.
You're okay.
We should establish some ground rules. What will you not discuss? What questions could Wendy and I ask you that you just do not want to talk about under any circumstances?
I don't know if there's anything, really.
Nothing? No boundaries?
I have no boundaries.
That said, can I ask you a question?
No.
I don't know. Oh, all right. That's fair.
I have boundaries.
I don't know if you know Norm MacDonald.
Yeah, I don't know him.
I love Norm MacDonald.
Yeah,
Wendy loves Norm
MacDonald. I did.
MacDonald.
I'm mad at him.
He's had a couple of strange days.
Yes.
Right? So as a professional working comic who has to temper what she says and does with public outcry of what is and isn't allowable.
Yeah.
What do you think is going on with him right now?
I'm not sure because I haven't been following that close. I mean, I read, obviously, I know that he basically said the Me Too movement needs to calm down, right?
Yeah.
And considering what it's uncovered and what
How
people
about
have
it?
Done. Yeah, I think it needs to do the opposite of calm down. Like, it needs to, you know, this is important. So I'm not sure why he would say something like that.
Right.
I don't know what crosses your mind. It's kind of like, just don't say anything. If you don't support it, just don't say anything.
All right, so that was one of the elements. The other one was, he said he's friends with Louis C.K. and with Roseanne Barr, and he says, you know, their careers kind of went away in a day, and their victims didn't have that. They don't know what that's like and stuff like that. Now, I'm sure you've worked with either one of them or both of them or with other comedians who may be under some sort of judgment. How do you balance being the friend of one of these people who's done something with what's right and what's not right?
Yeah, I mean, if he's friends with them and that's, you know, I guess it's, you kind of, I think you have to stand up for victims. I mean,
sure.
You can't, you know, and is there a level of being able to forgive a person or, you know, if they are truly sorry and apologetic, and if you're friends with them and you know them in a different way, I can understand you, like, I'm not saying he shouldn't be friends with people he's friends with, because he has years of history with them or whatever it is. But it doesn't, you don't, publicly, you need to be standing up for victims.
Right.
Everyone
right.
should be, because they even Louis C.K. and Roseanne should be. They
right.
should be apologizing and saying that they understand they're wrong.
And
I mean, I believe in second chances, but you have to actually be apologetic in order to get those.
And sincere, you know?
Yeah,
you can tell.
Yeah.
And also, your friends do stupid things, let's be honest. And if you
Never.
If you dropped your friend every time they do something stupid, but you could also say, this person is my friend. I love them. I don't agree with what they've done.
Exactly. It seems very simple to do that.
Exactly.
Are you finding audiences to almost try to force you or other comics to be more politically correct right now?
I don't know. I will say that sometimes I'll say something and then I'll like panic about it later, like, oh, did that come out wrong? And I mean, I'm never going to say awful racist stuff. It's just,
just don't do that.
I just would never. So I know I'm safe, but, sometimes if you word something, and I'm not talking about like a racist comment or a political comment even, but just, you're just off the cuff. If you're saying something on a radio show or on TV or something,
right.
And you think, oh, wait, did that? I completely panic all the time.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. I mean, it's like, but I don't censor myself either. I mean, I'm definitely, especially on stage, you know, I don't really talk about politics on stage because I just find that we hear about enough, you know?
But even non-politically, has an audience member ever come up to you after the show and said, yeah, I enjoyed the show, but the thing you said about this, a little too far. Has that ever happened?
It's never happened. The only thing I can think of is I did The View one time, and I did stand-up on The View, which was odd in itself. And I have this, then I used to have this joke about my husband proposing to me, and because he did this like very, very romantic, and it, I mean, I can't set it up and tell the joke, but I basically say, it was so wonderful that for a second I was like, oh my God, is he gay? Because it was like, so, you know, and then I said, no, he's not. He's just Canadian. And my the reference being Canadians are so nice. Yeah. You know, like it's just it was just like a dumb whatever. And this woman was like, just because I'm Canadian, I'm gay, like tweeting me all this. Like,
oh, no.
And first of all, I was like, how homophobic are you that you're insulted by me saying that you're just a nice person?
Yeah.
Like, so it was
so
very
defensive.
I know, so defensive. So it's like things like that's what my example of things like that. You're like, is that? And for a second, you're like, was that offensive? And then you realize, no, people are just insane. You know, that's not offensive.
But there's a bunch of comics, Jerry Seinfeld among them, who say you can't even do colleges anymore because there's a judgment after every joke of, there you go, ripping on Norwegians.
He said people moan throughout the show.
Yeah, there's
and
a lot
groan.
Of groaning and moaning.
Oh, no, that doesn't happen in my shows.
Happen,
no, I don't. I think it's just like drunk people talking sometimes during my shows. That's about. But yeah, I think probably if you're talking about politics and stuff, I would imagine that induces a lot of groans now.
Yeah.
And it's not even if people, I don't do it because I'm worried about someone getting mad at me. I do it because like, I'm exhausted from hearing about
oh my
it.
God.
So I'd rather,
you want
when
to
I'm
escape.
On stage. Yeah. I think now if you're going to see someone that talks about it, like if you're going to see a Bill Maher, that's what you're expecting. Right.
Sure.
But if you're going for a night out and you don't want to sit there and go, oh God, I just wanted to laugh tonight. And now I don't want to hear about this.
Yeah.
So I don't want to induce that on people.
Yeah.
You mentioned your husband. Have you hit your second anniversary yet?
Yes, in July.
Congratulations.
July. Yeah, thank you.
Still on your honeymoon?
Still, we really made it. Yes, kids. Two years. Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. I actually really enjoy being married.
Now, here's a strange tie-in, but your husband is a professional football player.
Yes.
And there's been a lot of scrutiny on the NFL with the kneeling controversy.
Yeah.
Where do you guys stand? Where do you and your husband stand on this?
I support people to you know, peacefully protest. I think it's been, you know, obviously misconstrued as to what they're not protesting the flag. They're not,
right.
You know, they're, it's definitely,
it's lost its entire meaning.
It's lost its meaning. And I think a lot of it has come from, you know, the tweets and people just leading people to believe it's what it's about. But I don't, you know, I don't think it's offensive
mm-hmm.
to try to draw attention to something that you feel is important.
Right.
I understand why people want them to stand. I also get it, but it does, but they should understand where they're, you know, both sides need to understand where the other one is coming from and just go, cool, this is what we fought for, your right to do this.
Right.
And thank you for trying to bring attention to it. And, you know, let's try to make it better.
Yeah.
Buffalo Bills now?
No, he was with the Bills for like a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is old news then. Went from the Seattle Seahawks.
He was from the Seahawks. Yeah. So he's a free agent right now, but he was with the Seahawks for 10 years.
Bill, you need a punter?
I do need a punter.
You do?
Yeah.
Just for yourself?
The house,
just at home.
A lot of small punting jobs
for your
need.
Kick the can game.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Do the Bears need a punter? They probably have.
Oh
really
my
good
God,
punter.
We need everything.
Here, bring in the list, Jazz, of all the things the Bears need.
I'd love for him to play for Chicago, but I don't know who their punter is. He's probably really good. So.
Is he nervous right now? We're only a week into the season, but he's not currently employed by a team. Is he thinking this could be the end, or what is he thinking?
I think it's probably hard not to wonder that.
Yeah.
He's still so good. I mean, he's a victim of a salary cap this year, so they drafted a really young guy, and the guy's good. I mean, he's a very talented punter, but they obviously, you know, when they have to pay you, that's when they start going
right.
looking for someone cheaper and younger, and it just happens. So I think he's really grateful he had such a long run there
and record holders for a bunch of things.
Oh yeah, totally. He holds like all the records in Seattle for punting, and he's the only one to ever throw a touchdown pass, a punter in a playoff game. I'm pretty sure the only one to do it at all.
That's excellent.
Yeah. So he had a really good, I think he's a little worried about it now, but also he's still, like I said, I mean, it wasn't about his performance. He's still very good.
Yeah.
So I just think when it's weird to have like started the season not playing for the first time in 13 years, but I think as we'll see, you know, as teams either are unhappy with their person or, you know, unfortunately if someone gets hurt and all that, so you don't want to wish for that, but
did he watch
happen.
On Sunday going, that's a punt, that guy thinks that's a punt,
you
I could punt.
I thought he wasn't going to watch it want to watch anything on Sunday, but he ended up like watching kind of football all day because he just loves it.
Yeah,
so
that makes sense.
Yeah.
If you need a punter, we're 312-981-7200, or if you want to go see Sarah Colonna, shows tonight at Zanies in St. Charles or at Rosemont tomorrow night. Zanies.com has all your ticket information. We'll pick this up in just a bit. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, it's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder. I'm just debating whether or not we should do something.
Well, we have something to give away.
We'll do it at the end of this. We'll How's that?
Yeah, we have a really nice prize to give away to somebody, so stick around for that. Sarah Colon is here. She's performing at Zany's in St. Charles tonight at 8 o'clock. Scheduled to do two shows at 7 and 9:30 in Rosemont, but you're saying maybe not, huh?
I mean, we'll see, I guess. See how things go. if they insist.
Right, you're there, it'd be ridiculous.
If I'm there, it would be weird.
Yeah, it'd be crazy.
Leave. Yeah.
Can we talk about the actress version of you as opposed to the stand-up comic version of you?
Yes.
You're getting a lot more acting work.
Yeah. I have a show out on Netflix right now called Insatiable.
Yeah.
And we just got picked up for a second season 2 days ago. So, yes.
Good
I'm
job.
Stoked. It's super fun.
Alyssa Milano.
Yeah, she's in it.
Debbie Ryan. Who am I missing?
Dallas Roberts is a star of it. Chris Gorham is another one. It has a great cast.
Who do you play in this?
I play Debbie Ryan's mom.
Yeah.
Which freaked me out at
first. Way too young to play Debbie Ryan's
mom. I am way too young. But luckily, well, first of all, she's playing a 17-year-old. So then I had to I had to grapple with that. But they were like, well, you know, the character got like knocked up early in life. And I'm like, okay, now let's just go with that. Let's say she was 15. So it's like a mom who got pregnant a little early in life. So her plans changed, you know. She wanted to be in beauty pageants and she's an alcoholic, recovering alcoholic, sometimes not recovering, and she kind of grapples with being a little bit jealous of her daughter who is now in beauty pageants. It's a really fun role for me.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, the show is crazy. It's a satire. It's like really over the top and campy. It's like got soap opera moments funny moments,
right,
and then like really nice heartwarming moments. So it's got a little bit of everything.
What is your mindset, the difference in your mindset between showing up at a comedy club to do your act and showing up on a set to do a television show? What's in your mind that's different?
You know, what's the thing about showing up on a set is like, oh, I don't, I mean, obviously very concerned about your performance, but the burden of it being something that I wrote is off.
Yeah.
Right? So there's like, okay, when I'm on stage, it's like I have to perform. And if, you know, it doesn't go well, I can't be like, oh, well, you guys wrote a terrible, you know,
right.
Whatever.
No one else to blame.
No one else to blame. And in acting, you have someone else to blame. but yeah, it's different. So it's nice. It's like, you know, I hate to sound so acty, but it's like a different muscle that you get to flex.
It is, isn't
you know?
It?
Yeah.
Did you take acting classes?
I studied in college.
You did.
And that's what, that was a theater major, and this is like what I've always wanted to do. So it just, I mean, I've always wanted to do both, but stand-up is the thing that kind of got me television work.
Yeah.
Especially in the past when I did like Chelsea Lately, and so that was more of obviously a writing job, but then also doing my own jokes on the show. So it's hard for people to see you as an actress when you're a comedian, I think, sometimes. You know, it's like, you're like, oh no, I want to do more auditions, but they're like, oh, but she's a comedian,
right.
You know. So it was really cool when I got this. It was like when I read the script, I was like, oh, this is such a good part for me. Like, I just knew it's in the South. I'm from the South. Threw in my Southern accent and everything, you know. And so it was really cool to have somebody, you know, give me that shot. And I get to do a lot on the show. Like, there's crying, there's funny parts, there's, you know, there's a lot.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
How do you remember your lines? Did you have trouble with that?
You know what? I have a really good memory. I do think it's maybe from doing stand-up because, you know, you obviously have to, you don't have a script on stage, even though you wrote it yourself, you still have things to remember, you know, especially when you're up there for like an hour, right?
Yeah.
Or doing two shows or whatever a night, you have to remember. So I think I just have like I'm pretty good with lines.
Yeah.
You know, there's like a couple times that if you forget something, then you can, you know, you can just pick it back up or ask for the line or, you know, but for the most part, I'm pretty quick with it.
What actor or actress are you dying to work with?
Who would I love to work with? A really good question. I don't even know. I just did an episode of Shameless too.
Did you?
Yeah, two episodes, and I loved it. I would love if I actually end up getting to work with William H. Macy.
Wouldn't
as well.
That be cool?
Yeah,
that's a great show.
Yeah, I worked with the guy that plays Carl, and he's wonderful. He was so much fun to work with, and such a sweet guy, and so talented. So that was really cool.
So
but
in
yeah,
your episode, William H. Macy is not in any scenes with you.
Not yet, and
but it could happen.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know where they're going with it.
Would you be intimidated if you were
totally?
Would you?
I'd be 100% intimidated. Yeah, I'd be like, oh, you're William. Like, you know, he's just
he's great,
so talented. So I'd be afraid.
Yeah.
It's called Insatiable, and it's just been renewed. I'm going to binge it over the weekend on Netflix.
Yeah,
season one.
Yes,
excellent.
Talk about this. Back in the day, the cast is very intriguing to me. Nick Swardson, who's one of my favorite stand-up comics. Harlan Williams, who's a great stand-up comic. Marina Baccarin, who was in, well, now she's doing superhero movies.
She was in Homeland. Yeah.
Such a good actress. Yeah. What was that experience
that
like?
That was fun. It's funny, when I shot that show, that movie, I knew Marina was in Homeland at the time, yeah. And I was like such a fan of that show.
Yeah.
So I was a little like, oh, I was kind of geeked out to meet her, and we were, you know, but I wanted to seem, you know, like I was on the same level, so I didn't want to be like a fangirl, so I never said anything to her, and then she was like showing me photos of her wedding or something, and then there was a photo of like her from Homeland, and I was like, oh, that's from when you were on the steps at the courthouse, and I just started talking about the episode. She's like, why didn't you say anything before? I was like, oh, I didn't want to tell you I was like a fan. Felt so weird.
That's
She's
so
like,
funny.
No, people like to know that they have fans. It's
sure.
Okay. Yeah, you can compliment me. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, that was fun. And Harlan Williams had me
so funny.
Yeah, I played his wife, so I had a lot of scenes with him, and I was like in tears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah, yeah. I had a hard time keeping a straight face because he'll just go off the rails. And
he's out of his mind.
Yeah, he's completely out of his mind. Out of his mind.
So good to see you. And I'm so glad things are going so well for you.
Thank
you deserve it.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having
me. Go see Sarah Colonna tonight at Zanies in St. Charles. That's an 8 o'clock start. And then Rosemont Zanies tomorrow at 7 and 9:30. Zanies.com has all your ticket information.
Lovely to see you
again. You too. Thank you.